ओम शांति
तभी नहीं बोलते हैं। अच्छा लास्ट है, ओम शांति। बहुत ओम शांति से फायदा होता है।
There is so much benefit with Om Shanti. I told you earlier.
तो पहले हम ओम शांति नहीं कहते, ओम की ध्वनि होती थी।
Earlier we never used to say Om Shanti, but we used to chant Om. And when we went outside for the services, when we went to Bombay and other places, someone would say Namaste, someone would say Ram Ram, like these. Then we said to Baba, how we should respond when someone says Namaste. Sister Rajni and Sister Usha was very clever. And then they asked Baba, shall we say Om Shanti? Then Baba said, okay, fine. And from that time, in the whole world, now everyone likes saying Om Shanti to each and everyone. It is just like keeping a good remembrance that who am I and who belongs to me. And today I am telling you Baba's, Mama's Murli. I didn't sleep the whole night because I have to tell Mama's Murli today. I haven't told Baba's Murli from a very long time, but I was determined and having this thought that I won't leave this fortune of telling Mama's Murli today. Ratan Moini Dadi has went to Pandav Bhavan and Dr. Nirmala has also reached in Gyan Sarovar. She was on service. Yesterday night she reached Gyan Sarovar. Yesterday evening she asked me to come to Gyan Sarovar for telling the Murli or giving a class. Then I said to her that whatever you would say I would do. We all belong to the godly family and there is so much of benefit. So what exactly is the benefit? I don't know what kind of fashion is today of reading Murli. But the kind of feeling in Bhasna comes in the Murli class of someone telling the Murli and everyone is listening. It is different. So we are going to remember Mama. Do you know that how Mama used to listen to Murli? Baba would sit. There were two seats. There are two seats. Have you seen it in Bandav Bhavan also? In the history hall, Baba used to sit here and Mama used to sit just beside him.
Baba ko amajab kaate the, ek minute bhi kabhi bhool se.
When Baba used to tell Murli, Mama never saw here and there. She was completely concentrated.
Mama
used to sit early before Baba comes. So now listen to the sweet Mama's Murli, which is so clear. Each and every fact is so clear. I would read it slowly. I read the Murli yesterday evening. I read it in the morning also. In the clear words, Mama has given such good lessons. Sweet elevated versions of Mateshwari. Do not have any desires in this world of sorrow. Do you understand desires? Desires means any kind of wish. And in order to go to the world of happiness, make your sanskars like those of the deities. We don't want anything from this world now, because this world is of sorrow and the happiness is for just a small time. So how you have to make your sanskars in order to go to the world of happiness? The song is someone. I thought Ravi Bhai would play the song. Someone made me belong to him and taught me how to smile.
किसी ने अपना बना के मुझको मुस्कुराना सिखा दिया. अंधेरे घर में किसी ने हंस के चिराग जैसे जला दिया. बना के मुझको मुस्कुराना सिखा दिया.
One is the world of smiling and the other is the world of crying. Just listen to each and every line. Every line is wonderful. Where are you sitting now? It is now the end of the world of crying. And the sapling is being planted for the world of smiling. That is for the world of happiness. We are at the confluence age and are now making effort for the world of happiness. We are on confluence age and making effort for the world of happiness, and so our whole attention is on that. Now, do not have any desires for wealth or prosperity, for a status, for regard or respect in the world of crying, that is, in the world of sorrows, because there are now only tears in everything, in wealth and prosperity, that is, there is only sorrow.
किसी बात की नहीं रखनी है जो अभी तो सब में धन संपत्ति में भी रोना ही है यानी दुख ही है.
Because there are now only tears in everything, in wealth and prosperity. There is now no happiness remaining in anything of this world that could be called attainment. And this is why the Father says, in order to go to the world of smiling, that is, to the world of constant happiness that I am now creating, you have to make your sanskars like that world. Make your sanskars of that world. This is so good. When you receive the first lesson, this is our body, you are seeing your body, but I am a soul, not the body, and I am working through the organs of the body. And that also, what exactly is a soul? The mind is so subtle, and mind should be very peaceful, and this should become our sanskars, such that our mind should be peaceful and our intellect should be clear and clean. So we have to make such sanskars. The Father says, in order to go to the world of smiling, that is to the world of constant happiness that I am now creating, you have to make your sanskars like that world. Look, even artists create paintings of deities with smiles on their faces. Just put the faces of the deities in front of you, and their smile is not like that of the ordinary human beings. They portray purity and divinity on their faces. So we are now creating, that is, we are imbibing those sanskaras. There are no signs of sorrow there. There are no tears there. And this is why the Father says, you have been crying a lot and have now taken a lot of sorrow. That is, you have taken innumerable births in the world of sorrow. That night will now come to an end and the day will come. Will it not? Now I ask one question, because it is Mama's day today. Latest, does anyone of you cried in this 1 month, in this last 1 month, by just any reason? Did anyone of you cry? Just raise your hand honestly if someone has cried. Please don't feel shy. None of you has cried. So this is Mama's prestige. Is there any brother or sister who has cried in the last 1 month? No one is raising the hand. Baba is making the world of happiness. I told you that Baba sent for me, and I went to his room, and then Baba made me belong to him, and he taught me how to be happy. The happiness of deities would be something different, but now we have to make this effort of being happy and cheerful every time. And this is such good effort. So for the whole day today, keep the face of Mama in front of you and just see that how smiling Mama's face is. That night will now come to an end, and the day will come, will it not? So the night, that is the generation of sorrow, is now coming to an end, and the generation of happiness is now beginning. The foundation for the world of happiness has to be laid here. And this is why you have to be cautious. One, each and everyone should understand that we are instruments of putting that foundation for the world of happiness. If the foundation is laid now, it will happen. Otherwise, you will be deprived from attaining that happiness for all time. It is remembered that the human birth is extremely valuable, for which birth is this remembered. It is for this birth. It is for this birth, because we have many births, but the birth of greatest importance is this one. Because we are now laying the foundation for our elevated generations. Many believe that you get a human birth after taking birth in 8.4 million species. And that this is why it is believed that human birth is extremely valuable. That it is only after taking birth in 8.4 million species that you get a birth of happiness. However, if it were like that, all human beings would then be very happy. And so, why are they experiencing so much sorrow? Human beings have to experience happiness and sorrow. That is settlement for their actions by taking a human birth. It is not that any animal, bird or tree would become a human being. No. Our intellects know all of these things about how human beings have to receive the settlement of their karmic accounts in human birth. We also know that human beings take a maximum of 84 births, and that the later souls come down, the fewer births they have. If I tell you about myself, there are so many brothers and sisters with me. They are having this intoxication because Brahma Baba is having 84 births, and in this last birth of him, and he entered his body. Then earlier, in the beginning, when Shiva Baba entered Brahma Baba, we jumped high and we belonged to Baba. We won't be having any single birth less. So we will be having 84 total births. And when we remember this, we have so much of intoxication. This is our last birth, and we would go with Baba. I don't know, somewhere I took this class, there was someone who said that we all have to accompany Baba, we would go with him. The husband and wife would be adorned with jewelry and everything, but their relatives, also, they would also go with them whenever there is a marriage. So we have to be adorned with the jewels of knowledge and go with the Father. we have all of these accounts in our intellects now, and according to that we now know that this is our final birth. We can create the reward for the new generation, that is the many births of happiness. This is why this birth is praised as the most elevated birth, because we are becoming the highest in this birth. So you have to be very cautious and pay attention in this birth. This last birth, you have to be very cautious. This is the time when God comes and gives us strength to make us the highest. Please clap for this. Are you taking that strength or not? So now that we are receiving strength from Him, we definitely have to take it. It is not that we will become the highest in this birth, just like that. No. Since the One who makes us that has come, we have to become that through Him. How are we going to become that? By following His instructions, orders and directions that we receive from Him. His directions are now very clearly in your intellect. Are they not? Be holy and be Rajyogi. These are Baba's directions. Remember me and become pure. So keep this in your intellect very well and make yourself follow His instructions, and you will then be able to make your fortune elevated. That is, you will be able to receive the happiness of the world of constant happiness. You don't think that all of this is just imagination. Is there anyone who thinks, if someone would not be having that faith, he would think that this is our imagination? So You do not have such thoughts, do you? Why would it be said to be imagination, since we are seeing that this is the world of sorrow? This is not imagination, this is practical. So the world of happiness also definitely has to be practical, which it isn't now, but it should be. Should it not? It isn't that this world is of constant sorrow, is it? There are both happiness and sorrow in this world, and there is a time of happiness. You cannot say that the happiness that exists, you cannot say that the happiness that exists now is all the happiness, or that this is heaven, that the happiness and sorrow are like they are now. No. The happiness of the present time cannot be called happiness. The happiness that we had when we were constantly happy was something else, and this is why that was called happiness. Why is it considered to be imagination today? Because it doesn't exist today. But by using our consciences and with the power of knowledge, we can understand that since the world of sorrow exists, there also has to be a world of happiness. I'm reading the Murli. Can I read the Murli or not? I've got this fortune of reading Murli after such a long time. This is Mama's Murli. I was seeing there are four pages. And Mama's Murli is so wonderful. There has to be a world of happiness. Some even show a path where they say that even if sorrow comes to you, consider yourself to be happy. And this is why some people think we must not have any desires or expectations of happiness. We have become ignorant of the knowledge of desire. Why should you have a desire for that? Just consider there to be happiness in whatever is happening. Then whether there is any disease or untimely death, when there is anything like that, just consider yourself to be happy. This is like happiness of your imagination. It cannot be said to be practical. Just as there is sorrow in a practical way, and many things of sorrow happen in a practical way, similarly, happiness also has to exist in a practical way, and that world of happiness has to come once again at its own time. However, its foundation is being laid now. We now have to make our actions elevated for that. So what we have to do, we now have to make our actions elevated for that, because this is the field of action. It is the land of performing actions. And so whatever you sow, so shall you reap. This is a law of this world. The Father says, even I cannot break this law, although I am the world almighty authority. It doesn't mean that if I wanted to, I could bring the sky down or take the earth up. Some think that God can do anything and that He can even bring life back into corpse. God or His powers doesn't mean that He can bring the dead back to life. The soul has to leave the body. There isn't anything like that. If I bring someone back to life, does that mean he would not die again? Mama, see how Mama's Murli is so clear. He would die again. The discipline of everything has to continue. According to his karmas, this is something which is going to happen. And this is why there is no question of showing any power in this. Each of these five elements also has its own law. These also go through their own stages according to the golden, silver, copper and iron ages. Each and everything Mama is making clear. The earthquakes, floods and storms that all take place are also all in disorder and have become tamopradhan. It is the tamo pradhan stage of everything. The father sits and explains all of these secrets about how everything has now been spoiled. He says, now that I have come, I reform everything. And for this, I first of all reform human souls, and everything else is then reformed. Then, when the world is reformed, there is constant happiness, and nothing can then cause sorrow for anyone. Sorrow is now received from everything, and so all of these things have to be understood, and we also have to know how the world cycle turns. This is what knowledge is. I am knowledge full of this. I have full knowledge of this. I know how the account of karma works and how everyone comes down number wise. This is why it is said that no human being can understand knowledge accurately, because all human beings are part of this cycle, are they not? Those who are going to be part of the cycle cannot know these things. The one who is outside of this cycle has all of this knowledge. We are now outside this cycle. We are just making the chakra or the cycle spin like that. There is so much of meaning in each and every word. Those who are going to be part of the cycle cannot know these things. The one who is outside of the cycle has all of this knowledge. The father says, I come and tell you this because I have knowledge of all of these things, whereas everyone else forgets. I am the one who gives strength to everyone. I all alone have that power, whereas all others come into the cycle of birth and death and lose their powers. So I come to give my strength. These are straightforward matters. There is nothing to be confused about it. This is why I am praised as the Supreme Soul, the Almighty Authority, the one who knows everything, the ocean of knowledge. This praise of mine is not for nothing. I have done that work and it is my duty. I have performed a very elevated task here, and this is why there is praise. Why are human beings praised? For Gandhiji it is said that he was a very good man. He was very elevated. Elevated doesn't mean he was very tall. He was not big in that way. He became big through his deeds. He performed good deeds, and this is why everyone remembers him and praises him. Whatever is said in the history of a person, such as that so and so did this good work, so he is praised accordingly. God is praised so much, and so he must definitely have done something for us, must he not? It isn't that he is just sitting up above and His power continues to work, or that all of His work continues to happen. He came and did something. He uplifted human beings, and this was how He uplifted them, and this is why He is praised. So we now have to understand God's praise and God's task. The founders of religions who have come have also been praised. Guru Nanak Dev, Christ, Buddha, etc. have all signaled towards that one, have they not? All of these are clear matters. All of these are clear matters which have to be understood, and we then have to make effort. The father gives the instruction. Remember me and let your actions be good and pure. For by doing that, you will receive a right to heaven. Remember me and let your actions be good and pure, for by doing that you will receive a right to heaven. You are performing actions anyway, but the actions that you had been performing were wrong, and your sorrow has continued to increase through that. I'm having this thought in my heart that we should do some kind of heart-to-heart spiritual talk. Are we doing a true effort? Are we making just accurate efforts, or we are just passing time or doing things inaccurately because the time is less, and this is the time when we have to do everything so accurately? Do you have this thought of doing such kind of heart-to-heart conversation? Who is going to make this program? Who would make this program? Vallabh Bhai. So we should do such kind of spiritual heart-to-heart talk that we feel and experience Baba's thing. You're performing actions anyway, but the actions that you had been performing were wrong, and your sorrow has continued to increase through that. This is why the father says, now do everything with understanding. Do everything very well with the understanding that I gave you. Follow my direction, and your actions will be right. That means your thought would say that whatever I am doing is on Baba's direction, and it won't. And you will remain happy on the basis of that. It is through your actions that everything becomes good or is spoiled. We need to understand what we are creating through our actions and how we do that. He is giving that understanding and we have to follow that. We have to understand all of these things and make effort. Achha. Look, this is such a simple and easy thing. For this, people study so many Vedas, scriptures, the Granth and the Puranas, etc. They do so much Hatha Yoga and Pranayama, etc. The father explains all of these things very well. We have to move along accordingly, according to our karma. But you simply have to continue to reform your actions. How should you reform them? He explains that you do not have to become a scholar, pandit or teacher for that. You have to make your actions very clean, pure. He sits and very clearly explains what cleanliness or purity is. You cannot become pure without having remembrance of me. Even though you may remember deities, you cannot become pure by having yoga with anyone else. I have the strength to absolve your sins. Even if you remember any deity, you cannot become pure by having yoga with anyone else. I have the strength to absolve your sins. This is why the father says, unless you have a connection with me, you cannot become pure. Just as lights have a connection with the main powerhouse, if there is no connection there, there wouldn't be any light in the lamp. That strength would not be received. In the same way, you have to have a connection with me. I am the main powerhouse. And so you need a connection with that, do you not? If you do not have a connection with that, you do not receive any power. And if you do not receive any power, your sins will not be absolved. So you should. You won't receive salvation without me. If your sins are not absolved, you will not be able to move forward. This is why you are told to have yoga with me. You cannot have liberation or salvation without me. Acha, to the sweetest children, love, remembrance and good morning. Om Shanti. Blessing. May you be an all-rounder server who receives the prasad, the holy offering made to God, of all attainments by doing service of the yajna. When I was in Pandav Bhavan for 2 days in Delhi, everyone remembered that the all-rounder and her room is still there as a remembrance, and when we go and sit there in her room, we always remember all-rounder Dadi. She was my good friend, my sweet friend. There was a divine unity of Dadis, and there was one called Supreme Unity. One is called Manohar. We were hard workers, and whatever whatever task Baba would give us, our
own. जरा भी कहां पर भी ममता या इच्छा.
They couldn't do that much task because
Asimadhari
couldn't have any expectation or desire of the name or fame. May you be an all-rounder server who receives the prasad of all attainments by doing service of the yajna. To receive a chance to do all-round service at the confluence age is a lift within the drama. In this confluence age, this chance of getting this chance of doing all-round service is a lift within the drama. Those who serve the yajna by doing all-round service of the yajna automatically receive the prasad of all attainments. They remain free from obstacles. You do service once and receive the fruit of that service 1,000-fold. Let the subtle and physical langar is called the provision of food 24 hours continuously in a Sikh temple. So let the subtle and physical langar constantly continue. To make anyone content is very great service. So this, to offer hospitality is very great fortune. Slogan: when you remain stable in your self-respect, all types of ego automatically finishes. Okay, Om Shanti. Mama's Murli is so wonderful. The drama gave me this power of appearing here.
परम पिता को प्रत्यक्ष करने अनमन धन अर्पण किया, परम पिता को प्रत्यक्ष करने दिव्य दृष्टि दिव्य धारणाओं से, दिव्य दृष्टि दिव्य धारणाओं से जीवन को बदल दिया, जीवन को बदल दिया।
मधुबन का हर कण कण